Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show today. I started to realize how many people over the weekend in my personal life follow our show, Instagram and stuff. Because I had posted a real quick photo. I think I did it as a story. But I had a Christmas tree up and decorated, and we did something different this year. Normally, we watch Elf when my daughter's there. We have clam dip and cookies, and we do the same rituals and stuff. But she's not with us this Christmas. She's in Orlando. And so we watched Santa Claus 3 instead of Elf. We had different cookies. I still had clam dip. But, I mean, it was so early. Normally,
that's the thing that really should have changed was the clam dip.
No, the clam dip's a staple.
Ugh.
Although it was weird. It didn't have a lot of taste this time. And my wife was like, I took a bite of whatever the dinner was we were having. She's like, how's that taste? I'm like, oh, it's good. It's good. She's like, you can taste it? I'm like, yeah. She's like, she was giving me a COVID test. Like, are you sure? Like, because the clam dip is really fishy and stuff, and you couldn't taste it at all. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's the Worcestershire sauce. It's 3 years too old. I try to tell her, too. I'm like, I think our Worcestershire sauce, I think we need a new Worcestershire sauce. And she's like, it's fine. And I'm like, honey, it says best used it by 2020. I'm like,
ew.
And I still used it, but I think that may have had something to do with it. I don't know.
That's disgusting.
But anyway, so I posted this photo, and I didn't think twice about it. And I had more people that I work with kind of randomly. I always forget, like, they watch stuff that we post because they're like, yeah, hey, good move on the tree. I'm like, what tree? And they're like, the Christmas tree. I'm like, what one? And they're like, you decorate. Oh, like I'm like oblivious to it.
I had
multiple people asking me about that. But I have to tell you, I have always been a Thanksgiving first person. Like, I love Thanksgiving. It's fun. There's no presents. It's great. I've always been that guy. After Thanksgiving, let's put up the tree. And this year, going super early because we're traveling, it was something my wife wanted to do. So I wanted to be a good husband and do it for her. And I have to tell you, I don't hate it. My little heart might have grown 2 or 3 sizes today.
I'm telling you, it's fun to just have those lights going. And if you're going to go through the trouble of putting it up, you want it up for at least more than a month.
Yeah, and then I was out in a store and they had Christmas music going already. And again, normally I don't want any of that stuff early, but boy, it felt good. I think after like COVID, like we want to start celebrating things earlier now.
Maybe.
And COVID was such a bad time. And now we're like, yeah, okay.
Now the big question is, when do you take it down?
I would like to take it down before we leave for Florida because we're going to come back after Christmas and I'd much rather have it gone beforehand.
Oh, that seems wrong.
I know it does. But then again, you get home and you're like, so what? Like, now I just got a mess to clean up, you know? And because we're taking all of our presents and everything down to do with Haley in Florida. And so it's really not going to be.
Where are y'all
a thing.
Staying in Florida?
I don't know. Oh. I'm on a need to know basis. We're staying at some. In December, we're staying at a Disney hotel because we're going down there. And then this time, we're staying at some, like, townhome condo-y kind of thing, something like that. So my wife...
Will there be a tree there?
I don't think so. I think she bought, like, a little tiny tree to bring with us somewhere.
Why isn't Haley coming home?
She can't get the time off work.
Mm.
She's low man on the totem pole at Disney. Like, she has no, like, hours, like, or... seniority, so she just has to be there. And so that same deal with Thanksgiving, too. And it's kind of a bummer. It definitely doesn't feel the same in my house. I'm like, I miss her. Like, because it's funny because we always send a picture or we always take a picture of Haley on my shoulders putting the angel on the tree all the way up to 24 years old, and we'll still do it till I probably can't lift her anymore. But then because she wasn't here, we tried to take a picture of Marty, my wife, getting on my shoulders.
Oh no.
Why?
She's had a hip replacement.
Okay. I thought you were like a weight thing there.
No.
Like, why would you say that?
Saying it's dangerous for y'all's age range. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it didn't work. And so we got a half a picture of her kind of halfway up and sent that to Haley, and she thought that was funny. But yeah, it is weird when your kids get older. Christmas and holidays aren't the same. It's kind of like when they stop being real little kids, and when they're real little, you're getting them toys, and it's great. And then they hit their teenage years, and like, oh, I got a new phone, or I got clothes.
And an iPad.
Yeah, it's just not the same, man. I loved it when she was little.
Yeah, I know. I think about that for my parents. I feel bad, but what can I do?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
My wife has already asked me, like, for my Christmas list. I've already got a lot of her shopping done. I have stuff ordered and on the way. I like to get it done early.
I know.
It just feels so much better.
My problem is I just don't have any ideas on what to get people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you just... Well, you like to get... No, don't even.
Yeah.
Because wasn't it just last week that you were like, Marty said she liked this thing, so you went ahead and got it for her. Then she was like, I just said I liked it. I didn't want it.
Right, but I listened, and I'm a man of action.
But I want to get something that actually that person wants to keep, that they actually want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you, on the other hand, just want to get it done. It's just a check off the
list. No, that's not true. I want to get good stuff. I have good stuff that I have bought her, and it's some things she's mentioned, other things she has no idea. I like to surprise her. She'll give me a list of things she likes, and so I try to order those
things. Also, too, who are you buying Christmas presents for?
What do you mean?
Like, who's on your list of people to buy Christmas presents for?
Oh, my! I just have three that I have to deal with. It's Marty, you, and Gavin. Like, that's pretty much my
list.
What
about Haley? You don't...
Marty takes care of everything, like, for Haley.
Oh, okay. So you were quick to judge
She does. Yeah.
When I don't have a woman that will take care of everything for me.
Right. She does a good job with it. And she even shops for my mom, too. She's really good at it. She loves gifts.
Do not ever judge me
It's her gifting. It's
do
her
not
gifting.
Ever judge me again.
I don't want to step
oh,
in
it's her,
her
gifting.
She loves it. Mm-hmm. And so, but
I have way more people to buy for than three.
Full disclosure, though, I make something. I either buy my daughter a special gift or I make her something every year. Usually I make it. And so I'm working on something this year that I don't have time to do, but I'll figure out how to get it done.
And you'll stress over it and then get anxious and mad and then we'll have to hear all about it.
I know. I'm working on my
happy birthday.
That's
Jesus.
Why Thanksgiving is so much nicer. You just show up and eat, you know, turkey.
I get it. It's that's what stress. I said about Halloween. You get to dress up and there's food. You get to have parties with your friends and there's no expectations.
I was really hoping that we'll get to that point where we just don't do Christmas presents anymore, you know? I know. I'm hoping to get to that point where we just enjoy the day and we go do something. That'd be great. Hmm. Except for Haley. We'll always do presents for her. But I mean, me and Marty.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I'd rather just go do something that day or take a trip. Yeah. I've gotten to where now... We took one trip over Christmas one year, and I thought, oh, this is going to be horrible. We're not in our house. And I was like, this is pretty great.
But what about Haley? If you went on a trip, what would she do?
She'll be fine. She should go with us, you know, like, but she can't get the time off. So we'll go. We actually talked about like going and seeing her and then going on a trip after, like in the other time we have off between then and New Year and then doing a trip after.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That might happen. Anyway, let's get on to some stuff here. Alec Baldwin is suing the Rust crew members to clear his name.
Wait.
What?
That's what you told me to do.
Oh, well, let's talk about it now. You got it?
Oh, yes. Okay. He is suing a bunch of crew members that had something to do with the loaded gun that went off and sadly killed the cinematographer, Helena?
Yeah.
Helena Hutchins. So he's suing the armorer, the prop master, the first assistant director / safety coordinator, and the ammunition supplier.
Because I think he got found like innocent of everything and was like, and then there's a lawsuit going on. And so now he's like, I'm going to clear my name and I'm going to sue everybody.
I'm not sure on that. I don't know if he's come clean because he is getting sued by the script supervisor,
right?
Mamie Mitchell, who claims that they were hit by the bullet as well that was discharged from Alec's gun. But with Alec suing the same people that Mamie is suing, because she's suing Alec as well as all those other people that I listed, they would have a cross complaint from both suing things. So meaning that Alec would get a share of any damages that Mitchell might win from anyone they are both suing.
And he doesn't have to do any of the work. Like, lets her do it and then just sues her for half of that. That's a mess.
It is a mess. And I'm sure Alec, if he could take the whole day back, he would.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Then it becomes the blame game because, you know, I mean, it was an accident. It was a horrible accident.
Yeah,
it shouldn't have happened.
And for sure.
It is curious, though. They are supposed to release the movie. They're supposed to finish it and release it. But then now this.
Really?
Yeah. We talked about that about a month ago, that they have decided that they're going to release it. Yeah, and I'm like,
sad.
Oh, I'd I kind of want to see it. It actually kind of looked decent, though, too. So I don't know. But Dolly Parton recently got something from Amazon that most of us would love. She got $100 million.
Hey.
That's nice. She won Bezos as founder of the, he's the founder of Amazon. She won the award for courage and civility, and it came with a $100 million prize. He tweeted out, "We just announced our new recipient, Dolly Parton, who leads with her heart, and will put the $100 million award to great use helping people."
Wow. Aww.
That is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But like you said, at least she's going to use it to help people.
And she has a history of this. Like, she spent a bunch of money to help people after the Pigeon Forge fire. And I know people who don't live in Tennessee are like, is that a real place? It is. it's down near the Holler. And then she also started a foundation that helps people, and then that does this library thing for kids and stuff. So she's always been known.
And she also needs work done, you know? Like, she has to keep up appearances.
Yeah, I don't think she can use the $100 million for that. I think that would probably get into a little bit of a problem area. And so, anyway. But there you go. That's going to do it for the news we missed. What do you got for birthdays, Lady Rock?
Alicia wants to wish Beth a happy birthday, saying she has a wonderful husband who is awesome, and four pretty great boys.
Pretty great, or they're pretty and great?
Said she works very hard at our local daycare, but happy birthday. Then we've got Vincent to Katie. Katie with a C. Oh. Interesting. Said she loves acting, speech, I'm guessing is what that means, and Winter Guard. And then Tommy Bobami wants to wish Travis a happy birthday. Said he's wearing a Wooby Hoodie.
Okay.
Wooby Hoodie.
I guess Wooby that's their own thing.
Yeah,
like,
he likes
to
hunt, has a wood fire pizza oven.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And is a great dad and uncle.
Although wood fire pizza ovens seem great on the surface. Like, I was going to build one, and then I saw the one, the Uni one, and it's gas powered, you know, and like, oh, you could do this really quickly, and I burned my hand. And it like made the pizza okay, but it wasn't great. But the work that goes into making them, you got to love pizza and love the time it takes to make them. Because we have a local pizza place that does wood fire pizzas near us, and they're fantastic. I was like, after failing so many times, I'm like, it's easier just to go there and less expensive long run, you know? So
yeah, it's not worth the headache.
I got one here from Mark from Irvine. A friend from years and years ago, the Radio Disney days. Says, hey, could you wish my amazing mom, Kathleen, a very happy birthday? All of her friends love her and appreciate her. And they say she is very dear to them and she's an amazing person. So there you go.
Happy birthday.
Mark from Irvine's mom, Kathleen.
A question that we have is from Vincent. What is your favorite extracurricular activity that you did in high school?
Surfing. I grew up surfing. That was what I did. And we didn't have a surfing school or club at my school because we had like hardly any clubs. I went to a small private school and they did not like the fact that I surfed. It was the weirdest thing because I would go and surf before school, Dawn Patrol. And then I would come to school and I would run through the school and get changed in the gym. And for some reason, that bothered somebody that I was on school, not in my uniform, even before school started. And so I had to start changing in my car at school. And then I got in trouble for that. So then I had to start parking in a parking lot.
That's ridiculous.
Near school to change to then go on to school. It was a pain. It was a giant pain for zero reason.
But the surfing wasn't tied to your school. That was just something you did on your own.
Yeah, because I had nothing else. I did my own thing because I think we didn't have a lot of clubs. Like, there were sports, you know, but we didn't have clubs. Did your school have clubs? Because it was small.
No, it didn't. It had a yearbook club.
Did you do that?
No.
Yeah.
You have to be asked to be in it.
Oh, and they didn't ask you. There was eight people in your school.
I know. No, they didn't ask. Then there were other ones that I was like, the Smart People Club or something. You know, that's not the name of it, but I never made it clearly. then they had sports like softball or soccer, but I wasn't into sports. My parents did get me into art lessons, but it was Tuesday nights, I believe, and we had to drive about 30 minutes to get there. So...
that didn't last long. They're like, Tube Blossom, I just can't.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Quite honestly, you're not that good. So.
And I was really into art back then.
Were you?
I still love to color.
I know you like to color. Can you draw anything?
No.
No, I cannot. My dad is a drawer.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. He can do really well with art, but...
No way.
I was not that great.
Yeah, we still have a picture on our fridge that my daughter drew, and it's like stick figures, and it was, we were on, gone for a trip, and we came home, and she drew a picture of all of us, and her saying, "Yay, you're home, I'm not alone." And then the mom, her mom, my wife, his character said, "I'll never leave you again." And then my character in a bubble says, "I won't either." Well, I probably will. Like she nailed us. But, and it's still on our fridge, but it's like, it looks like an 8-year-old did it, and she drew it when she was like 20.
Wow.
What I can't figure out, this is the darndest thing. I can't figure out. She's like, yeah, she's working at Disney, and they have this thing where they'll pay for extra schooling for you to go to different things. She wants to go for graphic design. I'm like, I just sent her a picture back of that picture when she told me. I'm like, are you sure this is your calling? But she actually has gotten into it on a on her iPad and using this program called Procreate, and she's really good at it. Like, okay, well, that was good. She needed just a little digital help.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, because I'm like...
That would be ironic, where here's how she draws, but this is how she creates.
You know, there are people that, like, they are adults that do ad campaigns, and they draw, like, it's a child drawing. She could do that. Like, she could be that artist, like, fantastic. Oh, yes. And she's, like, working on it really hard, and they're like, just throw it together. She's, like, 3 weeks working on it. That's perfect. Looks like a child did it. Thank you.
You know? At least you made it that far.
Exactly.
A 3-year-old? Good, because I looked like a 2-year-old last year.
I used to show people her artwork, other kids and stuff, and go, hey, how old was my daughter when she did this? And inevitably, they almost always said about eight, nine. Yes. And I'm like, nope, she was 22. All right. Well, with that, I think we're done, and we will do this all again tomorrow. Just a pre-heads up, next week, no aftercast or podcast because we are out starting our Thanksgiving vacation. We take that whole week off, and so I apologize, but be forewarned. And we appreciate that you miss us, so thank you. And that's going to do it for your aftercast for today, and thanks for being a potty.